Welcome back to the Union Edge of Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
It's good to be here with you, Brittany, and I want to say thanks to the USW and NEFI for supporting our show. We really appreciate it.
And guys, don't forget to join us on Friday, March 24th. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're really excited. We're having a party here in Pittsburgh, and we hope to see you all there. And joining us right now, we are going to go to one of our favorite segments. It is the Tinfoil Hat Awards with our friends at Media Matters. And joining us today, we've got research coordinator Alex Kaplan. Alex, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for joining us. So I feel like there's, as I say this every week, there's no shortage of things to talk about for the Tinfoil Hat Awards. And I feel like I don't even know.
I actually was a little overwhelmed trying to figure out just three to pick this week. This is actually one of the hardest weeks I've had.
There are so many contenders this week.
There's some like that I'm not going to include here that another week would have been on this list because I had to limit it to like three.
Yeah.
So I did limit it to three this week.
All right. So, power to you. What you got?
Let's see.
I will say the number one this week's very obvious.
Okay.
So number three is Sean Hannity, a regular on this segment. Federal judge in Hawaii struck down Trump's revised Muslim ban this week, put a temporary restraining order on it. And there was this conspiracy starting to go around in fringe alt-right media. That Obama, because he was in Hawaii at the same time and that he appointed this judge and went to law school with him, that he was somehow behind the ruling. The spread eventually reached Sean Hannity, who not only pushed this claim, but then talked about Obama. Apparently, he was wondering if the judge and him were best friends in Hawaii. Were they part of the chum gang and smoking pot and hanging out? He was basically accusing them of just like doing drugs together, and I don't even know what he's talking about. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
I love the fact that, related to this, I seen an article this morning, or at least a headline this morning, that there was a reporter with one of these, like, alt-right, news groups, and they quit. They were like, this is the final straw. I can't do this anymore. This is such a ridiculous conspiracy theory that I'm literally quitting.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're referring to Independent Journal, IJR. I wouldn't classify them as an alt-right outlet. They're supposed to be a more normal conservative outlet.
Okay.
But they did run with this conspiracy theory in an article, and they realized that was embarrassing and baseless, and they had to retract the article. It should never have been published to begin with, as they recognized. A reporter did, apparently it was the final straw for that reporter. But yeah, this conspiracy, it started in like the alt-right fringe. Actually, it basically started from a Reddit post and then spread.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. It seemed to start from a Reddit post and spread. It was just an insane conspiracy. It continues the shadow government, Obama's shadow government conspiracy you've been hearing since February.
Right.
That he's somehow behind everything against Trump.
Because Trump can't stand on his own. He needs a nemesis to blame. And that nemesis, it can't be Hillary Clinton anymore,
media,
so he's defaulting back to Obama.
Yeah, it does seem to be the new, the enemy now for right-wing media. It's like Obama seems to be behind everything that if Trump's having an issue, it seems to be Obama. So that's number three. Number two is Alex Jones, who's been on this segment before as well. So this one's pretty crazy. Probably may win a number one another week. Alex Jones was made fun of on Saturday Night Live this past week by Alec Baldwin, who plays Donald Trump regularly and spoofs Trump. So he made fun of Alex Jones because Trump has a relationship with Alex Jones. It's been we've documented it a lot. And he was spoofing that Trump seems to get his information from InfoWars, Alex Jones' website. And Alex Jones was not having it. He was real. His response was like, is very over the top. So on Monday, he said he would, quote, challenge Alec Baldwin to $1 million, challenge him $1 million to the charity he wants to get into the ring with me, bare knuckle, and called Alec Baldwin a coward and a scumbag. It was a little over the top. So we posted it, and Alec Baldwin soon after actually responded. He said, quote, I think I already won a KO in the opening minute of the opening round.
Yes. Well, I also think this is hilarious because Alex Jones used to be extremely proud of the fact that Donald Trump got his news from him, right?
Well, yeah, and he just was so offended by SNL making fun of him. He just got so angry about it, and this is like a pretty over the top response to challenge someone to like a fight. You got spoofed on a comedy show.
I know. I mean, like, if you look at it in its, like, its basic layers here, that's literally it. Someone made fun of you in jest on Saturday Night Live, and you challenged them to a bizarre bare-knuckles fight.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I guess I shouldn't expect much different from the guy who thinks the CIA funded Beyonce.
True. Valid point. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so... That is Alex Jones for you.
I'm surprised he didn't go cash me outside.
No, but I guess we're not going to see that fight happen.
I guess not. But that was only number two, right?
Yes. So there was, an obvious winner this week because you're seeing it play out this morning.
Right.
And that is, it's also Fox. It is a conspiracy that was said by Fox's senior judicial analyst, Andrew Napolitano, that has now caused basically an international incident. So to give context for your viewers, a few days ago, Andrew Napolitano was on Fox and Friends, the morning show, and discussing Trump's wiretap claim, his baseless claim that Obama wiretapped Trump Tower. He claimed that sources told him that the British government actually wiretapped Trump for Obama, you know, in order to prevent anyone finding out, and that it was the GCHQ, the British a British agency that did this for Obama. We looked into it and found that it seemed to actually come, that this claim actually seemed to come, or at least started on RT, so a guest on RT, Russia's state-funded news outlet, and that this guy who pushed it on RT also had pushed the rumor that there was a tape of Michelle Obama railing against Whitey. So it was a pretty suspicious claim. But apparently the White House saw it, and yesterday White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, while just trying to defend Trump's claim, mentioned Napolitano's claim during the press briefing and basically used it as here, this is why President Trump is correct about this wiretap claim. And now this morning, it's coming out that the British government was furious, and they're trying to patch things over with the British government. The original report was that they had apologized, now the administration saying they haven't apologized, they're just trying to patch things over. So this is an example where Fox News basically helped cause an international incident because the White House took something that they said that there's no proof for, and that the British government has said is completely false.
Along those lines, that whole entire press briefing just deserved a giant tinfoil hat because it was so ridiculous. We were sitting here watching it, and we all, at one point, everyone in some capacity stopped what they were doing and all just kind of got sucked into the television watching what was unfolding. And Sean Spicer just going at it and arguing with them just about this whole thing and the claims of the wiretapping and just everything that led up to that part. And it's like, oh my goodness, happening?
I should mention two things. One, that Andrew Napolitano is basically a 9/11 truther, who he was citing, has said that, it's impossible. He said a few years ago, I believe on the Alex Jones show, to Alex Jones, that it was impossible for the events of 9/11 to happen the way that they did. So, you know, probably someone to be a little suspicious of when you're citing them.
Maybe you should, at the very least, see where they got this information.
Yeah. I mean, he may be, yeah. And the other thing is that segment I was mentioning to you before, Hannity talking about Obama doing drugs with the judge, happened around the same time as while Spicer was citing all, because he also cited Hannity during the briefing to defend the wiretap claim. And Hannity made that claim around the same time.
Yeah, and I love the fact that Spicer got called out on it by the reporters about that, and then the reporters successfully, in my opinion, defended themselves, and he just did not know what to do.
Yeah, so, and by the way, one more thing I should mention is that Fox News reported on the British government's claim, a British government getting annoyed by this morning, As far as I know, they have not mentioned that the claim came from Fox News.
All right.
Interesting.
Well, we will stay tuned on this because we are out of time. We have got to run. This is very interesting. And guys, that was your tinfoil hat for the week. That was research coordinator Alex Kaplan from Media Matters. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman. And you've been listening to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.